All right, let's welcome Michigan Wolverines to the stage. Coach John Beilein, players Charles Matthews, Mohammed Abdul-Rahman, and Moritz Wagner. Coach, you have a couple of opening comments for us?
Yeah, really proud of our teams because I think we beat a really good team. I think you could see that the other day when they played so well and beating both beating Providence and then beating North Carolina. They have a lot of weapons on the team, and we had to play really good defense. And the first half really did a good job of contesting their shots. And then we shot the ball really well, obviously, in that first half. 14 assists and one turnover in the first half. And just really proud of the way we played to win over a good team. Billy Kennedy, I just really like him, and I think that team is really good. And it flipped a little bit, probably, what happened the other day with North Carolina. We were very good, and they just had a bad day.
All right, let's open up questions to the players first, right here in the front.
Robert Morales, Southern California News Group. A question for Muhammad Ali. Did you think that you guys could go off the way you did from the three-point line, and did you see something in their defense that kind of led you to believe that that could happen?
Yeah, we knew that we could pick and choose our spots on offense, and we didn't shoot too well in Wichita, but we knew that we were confident coming into this game that we could hit and knock down shots, so we just picked and choose our shots, and we took them.
Right back here.
Brian Gillis, SB Nation. You guys found your way to the rim a lot, especially Muhammad, Charles, and Xavier. Was that intentional? Was that something you saw in film you thought you'd exploit, or was it simply what the defense gave you in the moment? Either Charles, Muhammad.
Yeah, we knew they were a shot-blocking team, but we didn't want to be intimidated by their size or anything like that. So we knew that we can get to the basket. We just had to land on two, finish strong, or fake, and get them up in the air.
Back here.
Mo, Jürgen Schmieder, Süddeutsche Zeitung. Mo.
Sir, identify your media outlet.
Jürgen Schmieder, Süddeutsche Zeitung from Germany. I just talked to some folks in Germany, and they stayed up in the middle of the night and went to the bars, and some people compare it to the NBA Finals 2011. Are you aware of what's going on in Germany, and are you excited about that?
Yeah, a little bit. My mom told me today that they're having a little party at home, that there's a bar apparently in my city, in my area, that is watching the game. A lot of people text me that I haven't heard of in years, so it's a really cool thing, and I'm very proud of that for sure.
Back here in the corner.
Josh Peter with USA Today for Mo and Muhammad. When you play like that, who can beat you?
I think we're a very confident team. And I think that's all that matters. We've been playing within ourselves all year and not looking at the opponent too much. Looking at the game plan, trying to execute that. And I think we've been believing all year that we can beat anyone if we play our best basketball. So,
yeah, like Mo said, we're a confident team. We just go out there and play every game like it's our last, no matter the opponent. And we're just a confident team, and we believe in each other.
Right here.
Ben Bulch, Los Angeles Times. Mo, you were engaging the fans a couple times there, especially in the first half. How much did this feel like a home game for you, and how much did it just kind of build the momentum as things kept going their way and the crowd kept getting louder?
Yeah, it's incredible. I mean, this brand, Michigan, is traveling so well. Everywhere we go, we have a huge fan base, and it feels like kind of home game. New York, Wichita, and now Los Angeles. It's a pretty special thing that I wasn't aware of. And something really cool, something really special.
Any further questions for the players? Right here.
Brian Gillis, SB Nation. You guys came out and you played with such confidence and such focus. Was that increased, your confidence increased maybe by the fact that when you were in Wichita you didn't play your best, but you still beat two very good teams, or is that just how you approach every game?
I feel like that's how we approach every game. You know, with this group of guys, we just instill confidence in one another. Like I can miss five straight shots and Mo will come in my ear, the next one going in, and we'll do the same for one another. So when you got guys like that and a support system like that to tell you keep shooting, keep playing, that just builds your confidence up every game.
Any further questions for the players? All right, gentlemen, congratulations. Thank you very much.
Great job. Great job.
All right, let's open up questions for Coach Beilein, right back here in the corner. Please identify yourself. Thank you.
Aaron Torres with The Athletic. Coach, I believe this is four second weekends that you guys have made in 6 years, two straight Big Ten tournament titles. Without giving away too many secrets, what is it about you, your staff, that allows you guys to prepare your team so well for these single elimination tournaments? Because you guys play phenomenal in them.
Well, we got really good players, and they have grown over the years and they allow themselves to be coached a great deal, but you know, this is, you could be out of tournaments very quickly in one day. I mean, we were that Houston game. You know, I'd be home right now, and so you got to get breaks at this time. But sometimes, and even in the Big Ten tournament, we beat Iowa, right, in overtime. Just if you look at the story of teams, they just get hot, and I look at every year differently. But I wouldn't too much into, you know, we got some special ingredient here. You look at some of those teams we went to to this level with. The team last year was special. You know, went through a plane crash and did everything. The team before that had five NBA first rounders on it, so we had pretty good players.
All right, here, Mark.
Hi, John. Mark Myers, Associated Press Broadcasting. The March Madness, well known for the buzzer beaters and the fantastic, frantic finishes. And this late in the tournament, to have a kind of an easy blowout win, what's it like for your team?
You know, it never feels easy to the coaching staff. And it's like, Texas A&M was the one that came back on Northern Iowa, was it not? That it was like a 10-point game with 1 minute to go, and they came back and tied it. Am I correct there? You guys should know that, right? Mm-hmm. And it's probably haunts Northern Iowa forever. So the 20-point lead, I kept looking. Are we winning every 4 minutes? We weren't, but we weren't losing them either. So you can just have games where everything's just happening your way, and you just try and get through the game, and that survive because you look at that lead. It could go south, and we just didn't just enough to win, but it doesn't. I'd prefer more games like that. I don't think we'll see any more, but I prefer it.
Mm-hmm. Right back here,
Mike Tierney, New York Times. John, last weekend were two of your weaker offensive games of the season. Tonight was one of your best. What did you work on this week, and what was the difference between tonight and last weekend?
Yeah, that was a big question. I think that first of all, let's credit Montana and Houston. They really played us very well, but everybody wants reasons why. Muhammad Ali had the same shots he had last week. They didn't go in. It just happens. There's not some secret formula. I did think that we were a little tired there because we had tried to practice enough with the long break. We had tried to practice enough to stay in shape, but maybe we didn't do enough or we did too little. But those two teams are really good, are elite defensive teams. But when we had open shots, we didn't make it. I had the same question before. Muhammad Ali went 11 for 16 in Madison Square Garden and then went 1 for 11 the next 2 days. He's the same guy now. He's the same guy that was open today. It just happens. They're kids. But thank you.
Right here.
Jared Davis, LA Sentinel. Coach, you guys had 62% shooting with 21 assists. Can you just talk about your unselfish play?
Well, it's something that we recruit a culture that we're united, and we really work at that. And then we really value the assist as much as the shot. We talk as much about that. And that the other thing about to get assists, you have to throw the pass, has to be on time and on target. And if you saw us earlier in the year, you know, guys are catching the ball here. It's a thing they just have to work on to make sure that these guys can catch the ball and be ready to shoot it. So we've always had unselfish teams. We've always had, I think right now you look at our assist turnover ratio, it might be 2-1 as a team. So we've had pretty good teams that take care of the ball, but also value making the extra pass.
Right here.
Brian Gillis, SB Nation. Coach, you guys, at least before tonight, have been getting a lot of credit for your defense, and justifiably so. And usually it starts with Xavier Simpson. I thought tonight especially Duncan Robinson played really good defense. Does he not get enough credit for that, and how important is his defense to the team?
Yeah, I think that one of the biggest thing is the way he's guarded the ball screen. We haven't switched as much with him. We have really put him basically guarding, you know, a lot of pretty big four men, and he had to guard one today. But what we found is that this skinny little kid that came from a Division III school has been really good in playing a physical defense in the post. He's finally got to the point where he's one step ahead of the offense. He was, when he got to this level, some of those times he was one step behind, and that was challenging. And I also think that he is not, if he's not shooting the ball well, or he makes has issues on offense, it would carry over to his defense. He is so into Michigan winning. That's all he cares about. Here's a kid that's, you know, a lot of kids can't even get to an NCAA tournament. The kid went to the championship game at Williams, right? And now he's been in a Sweet 16 and an Elite 8. In his 4 years, he's had a pretty good 4 years of college basketball.
Immediately behind you there.
Okay. Yeah, Coach. Ken Maxey from Sports Magazine.
Yeah, okay, Ken, thanks.
My question is, how do you practice or coach the team in practice for the next game when they're having a great shooting percentage right now? They make a lot of decisions that I'm pretty sure were errors, and in a tight game could have cost you points.
So I'm trying to understand the question. How do we coach him tomorrow?
Yeah, how do you...
Well, we only had 7 turnovers. We didn't make a lot of mistakes.
Yeah, I understand. But the fact is that sometimes they rush shots.
Yeah.
They took shots. Yeah.
You know what we'll do? It's a good question. You know what we'll do tomorrow? We'll watch 30 minutes of video. Mm-hmm. We'll show some highlights, but we'll show some things that we have to do better in order to win a game, and defensively as well. So tomorrow, whoever we're playing... in the morning, it'll be 30 minutes of Michigan and 30 minutes of whoever we're playing. And then when we'll walk through it tomorrow, and we'll tell people. Like, I thought Muhammad Ali was very uncaring. We beat the press, and he threw up an 11-foot runner. But guys got so much into it, you know, they start playing for the crowd a little bit. And let me talk about that for a minute. This felt like Madison Square Garden to us. We have such a great presence in California at the University of Michigan. And it really felt like that today, that I want to say thank you to so many people that were a part of this thing today. It really felt just like we were on the East Coast, and we're from the state of Michigan. So that tells you about our great university.
One more question back here.
Ben Balch, Los Angeles Times. Kind of following up on that a little bit, you talk about never relaxing as a coach, but when you have a guy who comes in the game, has 2 points on the season, makes a three-pointer to end the game, how much fun is that, and what does that feel like for you?
You know what I love best? Because I didn't watch him, and he put his fingers up like that and everything, and I watched our bench, and that shows you when you have a non-scholarship player that the team likes that much. Austin Davis as well had the dunk. He was going to be really a good player, but CJ gives us fits in practice. He can really shoot it. But here's a kid who started out as a manager. We didn't have room on the roster, and he's a manager. And when we had and by the way, he's brilliant, absolutely brilliant, close to a perfect score, I think, on the SAT. And he ended up goes into the game, and he just gives us buckets in practice too. Those are great moments. Those are the ones I may remember more than others.
Thank you, Coach.
All right, thank you.
We'll see you tomorrow.